Nakwis, Sinsayas, Sinsquatch, Emma. Hello, my name is Emma Johnson. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a Kalix tribal member who currently works at Portland State University in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences as the coordinator for the Indigenous Traditional Ecological and Cultural Knowledge Program. I have had the joy of knowing about the Steigerwald National Wildlife Refuge. It's a really important site within my ancestral landscape that I know many tribal members and community members in general are really thankful for, with the support for habitat for many friends like salmon and beaver and lamprey, and then also many plant relatives. And in particular, this site is home to traditional food who we still cherish and engage with today, and that is Wapato. And Wapato is comparable to a potato. When I've eaten this plant relative, I would say it tastes like a potato. It's an important starchy tuber. And it's commonly found along the edges of waterways that are like kind of slower. So you'll see it in the Columbia Slough. There's a lot in wetland areas that have fresh water coming in, but not fast moving. You'll kind of see them throughout the landscape, but the concern is that they absorb heavy metals, which is important work, and we're thankful that they can do that for us. But because they're a traditional food, that really impacts Native people's ability to consume them in a safe manner. And so a lot of people in our region are working on trying to figure out the best way to care for Wapato and also make sure that we can still introduce this plant relative as a food to our tribal population so that they can be familiar with the food that took care of their ancestors since time immemorial. And a really cool thing about Wapato is they live in ecosystems that are called cultural ecosystems. And what that means is that these ecosystems actually depend on human interaction to thrive and survive. And so there's papers written about how Native peoples, specifically up north in like the British Columbia area, would make terraces to support Wapato, basically gardens, and make sure that they were tended to and cared for in really intentional ways so that they would continue to care for their people. And so it highlights this really important reciprocal relationship between Native peoples and their plant relatives to ensure that they both continue to exist in a good way. They were traditionally harvested in my community, and from what I've heard, many others, by walking into these wetland water areas with bare feet and loosening them up with your toes, and then they would float to the top. And people still will practice that today, but also use other methods. And so they're a super important traditional food and a plant relative that's pretty identifiable in the landscape once you get to know what their leaf structure and flower looks like. Students in my program at Portland State have been to this site and engaged with Wapato seeds, introduced more Wapato friends to that site. Geese and ducks really love to eat them too. And so we're constantly trying to figure out ways to support everybody that relies on them, but also make sure that they continue to have a good ecosystem and environment to live in.